You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Hello, my gorgeous soul. Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast today. I'm Gina DeVee. And today is going to be a really unusual topic. I am normally very high energy, very positive, very lit up about life and desires and manifesting and queenhood and spiritual connection. And not that I am not lit up about those things today. Today I'm feeling differently in my body. And I'm choosing to listen to my body wisdom today. And it's tempting to push through, but I just feel like too many of us women have been overly conditioned to push through the tiredness and push through how we're feeling emotionally and push through all these other things that end up amputating our intuition. You know, when we feel tired, there's a reason. Like, our body is looking to get our attention. When we're hungry, there's a reason. When we're feeling uncomfortable because we ate too much, there's a reason. And I know how hard everyone is working. At least I know how intentional I'm being about manifesting my desires, and I presume that you are as well. And for us to really get to the next level in our lives, it's not going to be through brute force. It's not going to be through massive action. We're now in the age of Aquarius. It's going to be from quantum leaps and accessing the quantum field and accessing a higher consciousness. And we will not be able to do that on physical fumes. We will not be able to do that if we have developed such habits and such patterns of overriding the wisdom that comes to us in different forms. And today I'm talking about the body wisdom. So I just want you to check in right now and see, how are you feeling in your body? And I know, like, the brain already, like, even my brain can be like, can we just get on with it? You know, like, mind over matter. And this is actually how we're all going to go further faster. So hold up, ambitious people or parts of your brain. Like, just let's do a register check of how are you feeling in your body? Because most of the time we're not conscious to it. You know, are you feeling like I am a bit tired right now? And I actually had a great night's sleep. I'll tell you why I'm tired in a minute, but that's not the point. Are you feeling a little tired? Are you feeling like not full on energy? Is there a sting in your eyelids as you close your eyes? That, like, kind of good sting, though, you know, like, it feels good to close your eyes. Is your jaw clenched? Like, how does it feel to just kind of open the jaw muscles and move that around? What about tightness in your neck? Maybe do a head roll. Even if you're washing dishes or driving or listening while you're at your computer. And just stretch. If you can, for wherever you're at, just stand up. And just start to move the body around. And just access. Is there any pain in your back? Stomach, knee, I don't know. Just go and let's just do kind of like from the top of the head, the crown of your head, what needs released and let go. Inside your brain, has it just been too busy for too long? And what about your eyeballs and their eye sockets? I know sometimes when I'm getting hair and makeup done on an early morning and the makeup artist is like pressing the eyeshadow into my eyelids, and like when that feels like an eye massage and you really need it, you're like, okay, there are muscles in these eyelids. Like, oh, it feels so good to just close them. And then what about the muscles around your sinuses or jaw or temples or ears? Just breathe. You can take 5 minutes, even if you're listening to this at work or wherever you're at. Just take 5 minutes to breathe and release. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Especially those jaw muscles. Now moving into your mouth. Notice your tongue. Is there tightness in your mouth or your throat? Breathe and release. How about the back of your neck, shoulders, front of your chest, releasing down your arms? I know sometimes when I get a massage these days, I used to ask for more attention to be brought to my neck and back, and these days it's in my arms from all the typing on the computer. Release a peaceful energy over your breasts, your abdomen, that neck, shoulders, back, midsection of your back. Now bringing the attention to your stomach with every breath as you breathe. Let your stomach expand and soften. Let the belly expand and soften. We spend so much of our time unconsciously clenching our stomach. And as you continue to soften your abdomen down to your ovaries, your hips, your thighs, your glutes, hamstrings, the front of your shins, the back of your calves, over your feet. Down your arms, to your hands, to your fingers. Let your entire body be held in a golden light. A golden light of peace. A golden light of rest. A golden light of softness. In this moment, we relax. In this moment, we trust. In this moment, we enjoy just being present. Present to your body, present to this moment, present to your connection with Source, really inviting all of God's Spirit in to infuse you and fill you. Bible says it's my peace that passes understanding. We might not understand the need for why we need to rest or take a nap or meditate or shut off the phone or close the computer. But your soul does. And you can't be being given wisdom and have it not lead you to where you're meant to be. Counterintuitive? Yeah, I'll give you that. When you have a to-do list a mile long and impending deadlines and other people's expectations, the idea of taking a nap right now might almost blow the circuits of your status quo. But if you're feeling like I do, I'm going to do a kind of short, well, we'll see. I'm going to let my body do what it needs to do because everyone else is going to need to wait. I'm going to do a yin yoga position after this time we're having together. And that's going to mean I'm going to lay on the floor with my butt up against the wall and my legs going up the wall. So kind of laying in an L with my back on the floor and the legs going up the wall. And I'm just going to rest. The yogis say that this will, that if you lay in that position for 15 minutes with your eyes closed, it's the equivalent to a 45-minute power nap. And I just know that my life is nothing without my spiritual connection. And just going through the motions and doing and getting more done, I'm not interested in it. I am interested in the divine. I am interested in miracles. I am interested in my life being used. I am interested in feeling free and healthy and vibrant. And so, though I had an entirely different message prepared for you today, I'm choosing to listen to my body wisdom. And I too, trust me, have a to-do list and a past-do list a mile long, which is not my normal MO, but it's where I'm at right now. Maybe it's why I'm so tired too. No, I will share. I think part of why I'm tired is, not that it matters, because it's just the body feels the way it feels. It could be, anyone could be feeling tired due to stress or late nights or overdoing or overgiving. Mine is, I think I'm changing up my body rhythm. I've started working out after my 6-week trip to Italy. And I didn't even overexert it. My trainer is so great. He's really like, is about loving your body and being in flow with your body. And what is today? Today's Thursday. I think I've been working out. This is my third day. And I felt it come on during the workout. I'm like, I want to take a nap after this. And I went and got some things done and I wrote the Gina's Journal. So if you're not on my list for Gina's Journal, go to divineliving.com and make sure you get that. And then I was going to do a podcast. It was just so much, it was what a client had requested. Well, I will do that, promise. And then I sat down and was like, I could have pushed through, but this is what came up and I chose to trust it. Anyways, I think the reason why I'm tired is I've just started to get back into a workout routine. And so my body is needing, I had a great night's rest, but my body is needing different resources because I'm, you know, creating different habits now. I'm choosing to listen to it. I'm not going to wait until things go too far and it goes into crisis mode. I'm going to catch it as it comes up. And that's what I want for you. So whether it's your body asking you to get some food or go to the bathroom or take a nap or go for a walk or shut your computer off, whatever it is, listen to it. Just give it a try. The to-do list will still be there. And all that other stuff, you know, that's going to always be there. But we aren't going to create lives for a new world if we keep going, just going through the motions. So I'm going for vitality. And I'm going to go do my yin yoga position. And we'll see how I feel afterwards. But what I know already is, I already feel more at peace and more relaxed because I'm not just pushing. I'm not just going against the grain. I'm not just doing what I thought I should do and what I think other people want me to do. Because I'll get there, but I'm going to get there in a much more whole way, in a sustainable way, if I take care of me first. And that's what I want for you today. So let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for wisdom. Thank you for all of the ways wisdom comes to us, not just from our brains, even rarely that is where it comes from our spirit and from our soul, from our bodies and from our bellies, from our intuitive hunches and our solar plexus, from all the ways that your loving presence whispers different kinds of communication to us. May we open up our spiritual ears to hear you more deeply from all of the different places so that we're not just stuck in hearing you in one form or fashion. And so we open up to listening so that we can see what else is possible for our lives, so that we can live as the powerful queens that you have created us to be. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, my lovelies. Well, like I said, I'm going to go do that yin yoga position and get myself in vibrant form. And something else that I put in Gina's journal today, in case you missed it, is behind the scenes, I have been coaching a small number of women privately at a high level. I'm just noticing at this time in the world, really extraordinary, successful, soulful, awesome women are being faced with some really, really big challenges. Some involving legal issues, some involving potential divorce after long-term marriage, some just facing some situations that are seemingly impossible. This is a little beyond, you know, business coaching and getting to the next level, though that too is important. This is more in the asking the deep life questions realm. And so if you are in a world in between worlds or feeling stuck or just really needing some high-end, private, customized care and attention, check out the details in the show notes. I've opened up just a few more spots. I've so enjoyed working with the women in this different capacity than what is normally kind of advertised and marketed. And if you need a sacred private space to come and sort out some of these, you know, real deep life issues that present that we women like us are presented with, then I'm here for you. If you don't know, I have a master's degree in clinical psychology, a background as a psychotherapist, you know, 20 years in the transformational space, and it is my honor to be able to put together my, you know, current life and past experiences and everything in between to support women who don't need to go it alone and who are going through a real challenging time where this too shall pass, but it will pass with perhaps greater peace and less kind of mess ups and mistakes along the way, or less pain along the way if you're with someone who really gets you and can support you. So if that's of interest to you, check out the details in the show notes, and it would be my great honor to work with you. The email address to inquire will be there as well. Lots of love until next time.
All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.